the end of the week. Like most weeks, there's been a lot of stuff happening. Here's ABC Radio's Sydney breakfast host, Wendy Harmer, to tell us what piqued her interest on social media. She's pretty good on social media. How are you, Wendy?
I'm very well, thanks, Patricia. I don't know that I'm all that good. I'm only on Twitter, really.
You're good at
it, though. My Facebook is like a deserted wasteland, and I don't do Instagram, so somehow that seems to sort of leech into, if you like, Twitter. So I'm pretty much up on what's happening, I think.
Oh, you're all over it. Well, let's start with conspiracy theories. Professor Brian Cox, who was on Drive yesterday, tweeted something about conspiracy theories. What did he tweet?
He did indeed. He said, "My timeline is currently populated by people who believe that God is flat, that Darwin supported Brexit, and that Jesus is not a greenhouse gas." Or something like that, which I thought was absolutely brilliant. And it reminded me of what happened to me recently. And this is up to something like over 1,200 likes, Patricia.
Oh, yeah, you're killing it.
I said I had a flat earther tradesman at my place recently who lectured me at some length as to why he doesn't believe in gravity. Now, as I said, don't ask me to sort of repeat his reasoning. I couldn't make sense of it at all. But apparently this non-belief in gravity is connected to the flat earth theory.
Okay. There was
Now, I can hear you taking a bit of a pause there.
I'm pausing.
How can a person not believe in gravity, especially as he was a tradesman? And as many people have pointed out, perhaps he needed a hammer dropped on his foot to be reacquainted with the whole idea.
Here's some gravity for you.
Quite right. But I did actually employ him in the beginning to build a deck, but instead I said perhaps you can put up a fence for our new chicken coop. And I must say that a few people suggested that that was probably a good idea and that maybe it might be to stop my chickens floating away. So that made me laugh. But would you like to know, and I think your listeners would like to know, why people who believe in flat earth don't think that gravity exists?
Please, please share with me why is this the case?
Well, the theory is that because the earth is flat, the only true force of nature is electromagnetism.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm going to go into this a little further, and this comes from someone called Darren Nesbitt, who was at a conference of flat earthers. He used his Nikon camera and an app to prove this. He conducted scientific experiments in his garden to track the movement of the moon across the sky. And he came up with this. He says, "We know that continuous east-west travel is a reality. So one logical possibility for those who are truly free thinkers is that time-space wraps around and we get a Pac-Man effect."
Okay.
Yeah, are you any the wiser?
No, not really, but I'm staying with you anyway because I like you, Wendy.
Well, since then I've had a few contributions to the wackiest theories, conspiracy theories that people have heard, lots of contributions here, that the sun is actually a NASA spy craft.
Ah, I love that one. Yeah, that's good.
That we will, as humans, evolve to beat climate change.
Oh, that'd be fantastic, but impossible.
Except a lot of people don't believe in evolution either, so there goes that. Just this week also, I was interviewing the author of a new book called Zealot by the journalist Joe Thornley, and we were talking, this book is all about cults, and she said that the golden age of cults in Australia, when we're talking the Jim Jones, the family, you know, the David Koresh and the rest, that the golden age of cults was between the 60s and 80s. And I realised that that's probably before the internet. And so we are seeing fewer cults but more online conspiracy theories. So maybe that's a good thing.
Fewer cults, more online conspiracy theories. Yeah, because cults do seem a bit scarier. All right, I want to move on to your next item because I've been waiting for this one. An election hasn't been called yet, Wendy, but politicians now have more money to spend on ads.
Well, that's quite right, because in late February, I don't know how many people were across this, but Special Minister of State Alex Hawke made the change, giving MPs the ability to spend their taxpayer-funded electorate office budgets on broadcast advertising. So senators get about $109,000 every year to spend on office expenses. Lower house MPs get about $137,000. But now they can spend them, instead of on their office budgets, they can spend them on TV and radio advertising. So what can we look forward to?
Vote for change with SA Best before it's too damn late.
We're the best, we're SA Best. Come on and put us to the test. Make a change in the nick of time.
Yeah, Steve will be there for you.
If you wanna make a difference and don't change a thing, vote for Steve Kilburn as your local MP, because he holds the keys of nearly 30.
When you need someone who can put up a fight, a voice in Canberra that stands up for what's right, Bob's on the job all day and all night.
Incredible stuff, really, that's SA Best. Just the memories flooding back from Nick Xenophon's campaign.
Well, it tells us that what we're going to see more and more of on social media is, as the battle becomes more fierce, Patricia, we're going to see, I mean, all kinds of dodgy, bodged up ads. And I think that's the only way that you can cut through on social media these days, as I've noticed. You have to have a song, you have to have a graphic, you have to have a meme. Just merely ranting doesn't really cut it. Did you not hear the ad from Warringah Votes? It's a musical number that says that we should all vote Tony out. And it includes, and the listeners can't see this, it includes hand gestures a little bit like the village people.
Come on, Warringah, don't let him linger. Let's all shout,
vote Tony out!
Come on, Warringah.
Well, that's a jingle you can't get out of your head, is it, Wendy?
It's a toe tapper.
It's a toe tapper.
So expect more of that. Again, they. I think the ads that we're going to hear are a bit like the, well, the ones for call, carpet, call, the best.
That's an ad I can't forget. Trade. I still can't forget the one from the late 80s or the early 90s? Remember the Decoré one? Decoré. Like the fact that is still in my head all these years later, like someone needs to be very rich from that, really. That's amazing.
I agree. I think that there's been a huge decline in the power, in the jingle over the years, and I think the power of the jingle has been greatly underestimated.
Yes, it has been. All right, let's move to your final topic. This one, a bit controversial. Who has Forbes named as the youngest self-made billionaire of all time?
Well, I'm going to tell you how many followers this person has on Instagram. Are you sitting down?
I'm always sitting.
128.6 million.
Oh, at what age
that?
Again? What age?
21.
Oh, my lordy.
We should tell everyone who it is. It is Kylie Jenner, of course, the youngest of the five Kardashian sisters. Forbes has just described her as the world's youngest billionaire, the youngest ever self-made billionaire. Now, there's the sticking point, because people are saying, well, is she really self-made, or did her mama help her with that? But just one post of her in a red frock recently, Patricia, gained almost 9 million likes.
Wow, that's a frock you'd want to wear again, isn't it, with that many likes? That's a big thumbs up.
That is sure a big thumbs up. She's in the cosmetics business these days, and she began her empire in 2015 with a lipstick kit. It sold out in seconds.
Let's take a listen to her talking about her lipstick kit.
I had Kylie Lip Kit trademarked like 2 years before it even launched, and I was like bugging my mom about it. I see it, like I need to do this. She was like, okay, put up your own money, like stop talking about the lip kit. And then I didn't even order a lot. My mom was like, okay, if this doesn't work out, you're gonna have like a lot of lip kits in your garage. I didn't even make it to my launch party. I like refreshed the page And in 2 seconds, everything was gone.
Oh, you know what, my. That's a lip kit you want to get your hands on so she doesn't have leftover lip kits, which would be a disaster for her garage, which I imagine is small and pokey, and she doesn't have any room to store the lip kits.
I think what we've got to ask ourselves is, you know, why didn't we, like, get in the business of lip kits?
I'm always asking myself about my lip kit businesses. You said her mama helped her. Whose mama doesn't help them, though? I mean, you know.
Up to a point. But really, really extraordinary. Of course, it has just spawned this legion of lookalikes. I don't know whether you've seen them with the finely penciled eyebrows, the matte lip and the hair extensions. Look, you can't really turn around without bumping into a Kylie Jenner lookalike.
They're everywhere. Well, they Wendy, are. It's a look you haven't gone for yet, but, you know, there's time still, isn't there?
No, not really.
No, there's no more time. Hey, Wendy, you've been awesome. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. You're welcome.
ABC Radio Sydney Breakfast host Wendy Harmer there. This is RN Drive.